Casper Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, we want to try to get the platform inertial again, and what we'd like for you to do is a verb 23, noun 20, enter, enter, verb 40, enter.
Verb 23, noun 20, enter. Then you want me to put plus enter into that register. See, that got rid of the gimbal lock light. Now you'd like me to do a verb 41.
Verb 40, enter.
Okay, verb 40, enter.
Okay, our data shows the platform's inertial now, Ken. Okay, Ken, you can go ahead now with your verb 41, noun 20.
Okay, this will be a course aligned to the GDC angles, is that correct?
That's affirmative. Hey, Ken, hold up on that verb 41 just a second.
Welcome. I'll go ahead and load it, but won't enter.
Okay, there. Guidance has got a little thing there looking at and talking to people in the back room. Little discussion going on here.
Okay, I won't do a thing then. Thank you.
Apollo Control Houston at 38 hours, 40 minutes ground elapsed time. What you've been listening to is Command Module Pilot Ken Mattingly talking back and forth with Mission Control. We had an earlier indication that the IMU platform appeared to be in a gimbal lock. Mission
Houston, are the ZDC ball and the IMU ball completely out of sync?
Not that far out. They're like 10 degrees in outer gimbal and the middle gimbal is off by about 2 degrees, the inner gimbal no more than 3. Much closer to 2 degrees.
That's
relatively close.
Mission Control has been going through a series of procedures with Ken Mattingly to alleviate the gimbal lock situation. Presently, the platform is inertial. We'll stand by as a series of verbs and nouns have been passed up to the spacecraft Casper. We're at 38 hours, 42 minutes ground elapsed time. Apollo 16 now 138,780 86 nautical miles away from Earth. This is Apollo Control, Houston.